Good. Glad to see each and every one of you here. It's a good time when you can come and fellowship in the house of the Lord, you know. Yeah. Like it says in the scripture, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, it's always a glad thing when you get to come here. And you know, our church is special. You know, we've got a vision for not just us, but for everyone around us, you know, and that's it's an awesome, exciting time to be part of the things of Christ, because I feel like there's so much that's going to happen and that's going to take place. And you know, buddy, will you throw that up there? That picture. See, here at Parish Christian Center, what are we? We are a growing community of believers that are being equipped to do what? To be a light in a dark world. See, that's the vision that we have for our church here. You know, we want to change the community. We want to break some chains. We want to tear down some strongholds and tear down some generational issues. And I feel like that's what God's calling us to do, to be that light, to be that community that reaches out. And you know, it was the first step on that is to answer the call. The very first step to any kind of change is to answer the call of Christ. Amen. And see, my wife this morning, if you weren't here or listen to it again, she did an amazing job of bringing that forward, of bringing that first step out. Because see, that's the first step. If we're gonna realize this goal that we have, that's our first step, is to walk in that calling, to listen to God and go forward. See, that's the first steps. But the thing is, with every first step, sometimes you're gonna hit adversity. Because there's things in this city, in this county that have been here a long time. There's been, you know, I feel there's different spirits that have been here for years and years and have been on people for years. And see, when you go to fight those, the devil's not giving up this city without a fight. Right. See, that's the thing we have to remember. When we answer that call, the devil is not going to give up easily. And that's the thing. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says to be what? It says to be sober, to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he's doing what? He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. See, he's always looking for who he can trip up, for what issues he can keep going forward in families. See, because he's not going to give up without a fight. But tonight, we've got to bring the fight to him. We've got to be willing to answer that call, to bring that fight to him. Because the thing is, he's going to throw everything he's got at us. Everything. And unfortunately, he knows a lot about us. Because he listens. He knows if you've got a problem with drugs, because he'll put that in your face. He knows if you've got an alcohol problem, because he'll put that in your face. He knows if you've got a problem with unforgiveness, because what? He'll put all that right up in your face. Because he's going to throw it all at you.
Yes.
Oh. And see, that's the thing. The devil is seeking whom he may devour. What will trip you up you're going to face it. It's going to be in your face. You know, all these different issues. I stand before you and I say, you know what? I've never had a drug problem. I've never had an alcohol problem. But just because I didn't have that problem doesn't mean I don't have other problems. Unfortunately, if I'm honest with you, I've got a problem. And I hate even admitting it. I've got a couple problems. But the one I'm going to talk about and admit to tonight is procrastination. See? The devil isn't going to trip me up with drugs. He's not going to trip me up with alcohol It don't do nothing for me. But if you can put things in my way to get me off track, to procrastinate, put things to the side. It's like anytime I go cleaning my office, I have a lot of cool stuff. And you ever like try to clean your like clean up something and you start finding things? You're like, oh yeah, I found this. I hadn't seen this in years. And you start looking. And you start looking at something else. And pretty soon an hour and a half has gone by and you haven't cleaned anything. See, that's me. That's what the devil throws at me. See, I don't have all the issues, but I've got some of them. And see, as we go about, as we go forward, we're going to face adversity. We're going to face those things, whatever it is. Whatever your issue is, you're going to face it as we go forward. But see, even though we face it, we don't want to lose heart. Don't lose heart in the things of God. See, when you answer that call, you're going to face stuff. In 2 Corinthians 7:5, Paul was talking, and he says, when we arrived in Macedonia, there was no rest for us. When they arrived, there was no rest. We faced conflict from every direction, with battles on the outside and fear on the inside. Isn't that life? That's life. See, Paul was going through it, and we go through it now. When you show up, there was no rest. I know there's people here that are tired. They got no rest. It's okay. See, Paul went through it. You're going to go through it. I'm going to go through it. It's okay. But we keep pushing forward. Because see, sometimes it's no rest. Sometimes it's battles on the outside, battles between people. And sometimes it just comes down to fear on the inside. When you're laying at night and you're thinking about life and you begin to fear and to worry and stress. See, Satan will throw all that into you or throw that into your face to get you tripped up. But Romans 5:3. Says this, we can rejoice when we run into problems and trials. We can rejoice. We can still have joy when we face adversity, when we face those things. See, it says we can rejoice, for we know that they help us develop endurance. See, when you face something, it helps you develop endurance. And endurance, it goes on in verse 4, endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead us to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. See, we can rejoice in the trials. See, these are the building blocks. We develop endurance. That then develops character. And then that then strengthens our hope. So see, those are the building blocks of our faith. Endurance, character, and hope. See, tonight I want to talk about that first block, endurance. What is endurance? See, endurance is the ability or strength to continue or last, especially despite fatigue, stress, or other adverse conditions. See, that's the definition of endurance. The ability to continue when all hell is breaking loose. See, that's what endurance is. That's what spiritual endurance is. When all hell is breaking loose in your life, you can still stand. See, it's a resilience. It's a fortitude. It's always pushing forward and to stop looking back. Without endurance, you're going to fall. See, if you don't have endurance to keep going forward, you're going to go right back into the things that you were doing. Right back. And see, I want to encourage you tonight is when you take 2 steps forward, don't take 3 back. Amen. See, that's endurance. Because in true endurance means you know you can make it through no matter what. No matter what. No matter all that the devil's throwing at you. Or no matter what in life happens. Because you know life happens fast. Life comes at you. One of my favorite commercials was several years ago. There was a Nationwide commercial. I love Nationwide commercials. And it was these people, and they're driving in this car. It's a husband and wife, and the wife says, here's our last payment for this car. And they put it in the envelope, and they sealed it up, and they pulled up to the stoplight, and what happened? The doors fall off. Oh, we're finally done. And then the doors fall off. See, that's life. See, that's life coming at you. But endurance says it doesn't matter if I got doors or not, I'm pushing forward. I'm going forward in the things of God. I want to look at James chapter 1 and verse 2. Starting in verse 2, it says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. See, when your faith is tested, your endurance grows. That's the only way that you're going to increase in endurance is when you face adversity. It's like a bodybuilder. They only get awesome big biceps because they have resistance. They lift the weights. And they continue to do that and add to the weight. But their endurance begins to grow. And they can lift more. They can endure more. It's the same thing with a runner. I don't run, but I hear people that do. And side note, if you see me running, you better come too. Something's after us. Okay? I'm not a runner, but I hear people that are, and they begin. A marathon is 26 miles. You don't start out running 26 miles on day one. You start with 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, and you keep building up that what? Endurance. Endurance. See, the only way you're going to build up endurance is to go through stuff. And luckily, we got an adversary that's willing to help us with that. But little does he know, when that endurance has a chance to grow, says verse 4, James 1 and 4, so let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. See, we've got an adversary that's more than happy to give us adversity because he doesn't realize what the result is. The result is more endurance. And it says there, as your endurance grows, you'll be fully developed. You'll be perfect and complete. And I got to looking at that, perfect and complete. What does that mean? It means you're going to be perfect like me? No. The words that it's using there, when it talks about being perfect, it's talking about being mature. It's maturity. See, we've got a lot of baby Christians that are 50 and 60 and 70 years old because they keep doing the same thing over and over. See, you got to pick yourself up. You got to do something different. And see, when adversity comes and your endurance begins to grow, you begin eventually become perfect. You become mature, fully aged, and not childish. No longer being blown back and forth by your feelings. Because the biggest lie that you can ever listen to is to listen to your feelings. Because I tell you, I don't feel like being here sometimes. Amen. Yeah. I got a couple of amens back there. I see you, Kayla. But see, what do? You keep pushing forward. Yeah. Even when you're tired. Amen. You raise a hallelujah anyway. Amen. See, it talks about being perfect. And then it says being complete. And what that means is being the image of Christ. See, when you have endurance, you start becoming the image of Christ. See, you begin to display, there's a thing, it's called the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians 5:22, you begin to, as you begin to have that endurance, you begin to display these things, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Ooh, that's a good one. Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. See, as your endurance begins to increase, as you begin to push forward, you become mature. You begin to be more Christ-like and display those things so you're not quick to cut somebody down, but you're quick to bless them.
Amen.
You're not quick to stir the pot, stir people up, unless it's for love. Amen. See, that's what it's talking about, endurance. When your endurance is fully developed, the only way you're going to get there is to face hard times, to go through stuff. James 1 and 12, it says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love them. So as we endure, we're going to be perfect. We're going to be complete. We're going to end up with a crown of life. What that means is when it's all said and done and you stand before the Father, you can say, I made it through because of you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Whew, get that. Endurance. Now, I get it. It's easy to say, have endurance. Keep going. Have endurance. But how do you get there? That's the question. It's great to say endurance, but how do we get there? How do we have endurance? How do we begin to develop endurance in our lives? Well, the first thing is you got to get your foundation right. You got to stand on the rock. See, you can't face hard times with a bad foundation. See, a bad foundation is you, is me, is putting our trust in ourselves. But what's a good foundation? Our good foundation is Jesus. Because see, Psalm 73:26, it says, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. See, that's the first step. How am I going to keep going and have endurance? Build my foundation on something that lasts, not myself. Because see, my health fails, my spirit grows weak, but God remains my strength.
Amen.
Psalm 18:2, it says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress and my Savior. My God is my rock, in him, in whom I find protection. He's my shield, the power that saves me, my place of safety. I called on the Lord who is worthy of praise, and he what? He saved me from my enemies. See,
hallelujah.
When you've got a good foundation, you can face anything. It's like the man talking in Matthew chapter 7, talking about the man who built his house on a rock.
Yes.
When the floods came and the winds beat, he was still standing.
Amen.
But see, conversely, the other guy built his house on the sand, built his house on himself. When the waves came and the winds beat on his house, it fell. It will fall every time if you don't have the foundation. See, that's the first step on how do I get endurance? Make sure your foundation is where it should be. The second thing is keep pressing forward. You've got to be like Dory from Finding Nemo. Love that movie. But what does she say? Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. See, in Luke 9:62, it says, any man that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is unfit for the kingdom of God. See, if you're going to move forward in things of Christ, you can't keep looking backwards because you're not going that way. Who you were yesterday is not who you are today, and it dang sure is not going to be who you are tomorrow. Get that. Get that. Keep pressing forward. Philippians 3:12, it says, what does it say there? says, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I do what? I press on to possess that perfection. I press on. I keep moving forward. Because if you're always moving forward, you can't go backwards. And sometimes when the going gets hard, you got to take it day by day, hour by hour. Sometimes you got to take it minute by minute. I made it through this minute. I can make it through the next. No matter how hard life gets, no matter how crazy things become, I can make it through this minute. Lord, give me one more minute. Lord, give me another. Lord, give me another. See, that begins to build that endurance. It was when you cry out to Jesus and you say, give me one more step. And then, as you're moving forward, step three is sometimes you got to cut some things out of your life. You got to leave some things behind. In Celebrate Recovery, what do they say? There's people, places, and things. Sometimes you got to leave some people behind you because they ain't going with you. Sometimes you got to leave some stuff. Stop carrying it. And you got to stop going to some places. See, if I got an alcohol problem, I don't need to be going to the liquor store. If I got a drug problem, I don't need to go to the drug house. If I got a problem with food, I don't need to hang out at the buffet. Okay? See, I got to leave those things behind. Leave them in the past. Because when you let go of the past, your hands are open for God. Get that. Stop holding on to old crap. Looking at you. See, you got to get rid of certain people. Because when you're stronger, you can go minister to them. But if you can't handle it today, leave them alone. Leave them alone. Because see, that's the thing. When you first get saved, you want to save everybody. But you're still a baby. And you still need time. You need to develop what? Endurance. If you don't have the endurance yet, leave the people alone. You can get them when you come back around. When you're stronger. When you're deeper into the things of God, when your foundation is stronger. Now, the fourth thing is you got to renew yourself. You see, you're only going to get out of your life what you put into it. You got to put the things of Christ into it. Because if you're filling yourself up with God so much, there's no place for the devil. See, many times we give place to the devil because we haven't given the place to God. We haven't let him fill us up. Because if you don't let him fill you up, the devil's coming for you. He's coming for you. Because you're not going to be able to fight the devil with 2 hours on a Sunday. Get that. You're not going to be able to fight the devil if your entire God existence is a couple hours on a Sunday. Or a Wednesday. It's a 24/7 endeavor. Amen. It's always pushing forward. Whew. So you got to listen to the word. You got to read the word. You got to, as Psalm 119:11 says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. I've put your word in my heart because why do we want to do that? Because Luke 6:45 says what? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're only putting crap in your heart, you're only going to get crap out. You're going to have a crap life. You're going to have a crap time. But see, if you're throwing God in there, if you're putting God in your heart, and you begin to fill that up, that's the only thing that can come out because that's all that's in there. That's all that's in there. See? 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. See, it's an everyday process. It's an everyday thing, not just a Sunday thing, not just a Wednesday thing. But see, that's how we get endurance. That's how I want to encourage you. Begin to develop that endurance. Stand on the rock. Keep pressing forward. Cut some stuff out of your life. And renew your mind. See, that's how we're going to, that's the only way we're going to get through this. Because if we answer the call, there's going to be trouble. We're promised that. You're going to go through hard times. But the bigger promise that we have is no matter how hard the time gets, we have a God that's bigger than any trouble. Right. See, that's the promise. He says, there's going to be trouble, but I've already taken care of it. He says, I've overcome the world. I've already done it. If you run with me. See, that's what I want to encourage you guys with. Encourage you to begin to have that endurance. Develop endurance. Because as you begin to develop, we're going to see some amazing things. Because how are we going to achieve our dreams? Keep going forward. Keep pushing forward. One more day. One more hour. And one more minute. Don't give up. If you take nothing else from that, it's simply that. Don't give up. Because we have a prize. We're guaranteed a prize. Now, I know many of us face things. Some of us are facing things right now. So let's do this. Let's end this with a prayer. If you're going through something, you need God's help, just go ahead and stand up. Raise your hands up to God, and we're going to pray. And we're going to say, Lord Jesus, I lift each and every person up here to you, and I ask that you would help encourage them this week. Help give them endurance. Help develop that endurance within them so we can keep pushing forward to what you have, so we can achieve that goal and that high calling to not only impact Paris, Arkansas, but Logan County, the surrounding counties, Arkansas, the U.S., and even the world. Because we want your fame and your light to shine out in a dark world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.